Top chef Martin Bosley has been dealing with lockdown in his own way, documenting some of his lockdown experience on Twitter and giving daily updates about life at home with his 82-year-old mother. And Martin joins us now from Greytown. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse? You well?
Yeah, very well, thanks. It was just a couple of weeks ago you and I were chatting on the radio, and lockdown would have seemed like a bit of a crazy joke back then, but how are you coping?
I wish it was a crazy joke, Jesse, but unfortunately there's a grim reality.
Yeah. How have you been passing the time?
God, lots of things, actually. It's been raining heavily in Greytown for about, basically since the lockdown started, which has been a bit unfortunate. So it's been sort of hard to get out and do things outside in the garden or walk the dog. So there's been just a lot of stuff inside, really, just potting around. And we've kind of run out of activities to do. So that the online jigsaw that you're just talking about, that could be us going forward, I think. A lot of crosswords, a lot of Scrabble. A lot of Netflix.
Okay, let's talk about your mum.
Thank God for an internet connection.
Yeah. Now, who's got the who's in charge of the TV remote?
That would be my 23-year-old daughter. And,
okay.
It's hard to wrestle out of her hands. But you know, when it comes to the I'm in control of the food, so I've got a bigger bargaining chip than most people around here. if they want to eat, got to be nice.
Your mum's got quite strong feelings on some of the TV personalities, though. She's not a big Jamie Oliver fan, I don't think.
Mum's got strong feelings about most. I think when you get to be, her age, you're allowed to, I guess. She's got. And after she's had a couple of glasses of Sauvignon Blanc, she makes those feelings well known as well. She's not backwards in coming forward. She's out there. So the Jamie Oliver thing didn't go down very well at all. And it was an outburst that sort of came from, she's just quietly sitting on the sofa the next thing, oh, I hate that man, and it was all on.
she's spending a bit of a downtime reading as well, though. I think you had an interesting incident involving a factoid that she'd learnt about surviving COVID.
So that she learnt about what?
Surviving COVID. She said that if you held your breath for 20 seconds, you'd be fine.
She said if you can hold your breath for 20 seconds, you'll be absolutely, you'll survive the virus. And my daughter said, really? So that can't be true. So she set the timer and said, right, and off we go. And then, so we all sort of collectively held our breath. And at that point where we were all about to pass out, my daughter realised she'd set the timer for 20 minutes and not 20 seconds. So
it could have been a nasty end to that one.
Unfortunately, it's difficult to explain to my sister and my brother as to what happened to our mother. Well, we were just holding our breath until we turned blue and,
Does she still treat you like a little boy, Martin?
Yeah, isn't it funny? When you get back with your parents, you kind of revert to that sort of, that relationship. And I got a thick ear the other night for something that I'd said about her on Twitter. And she's making me sound like I'm stupid. And then, so I've got a clip around the ear.
You got in trouble the other night for coming home late.
Oh, that was just outside on the deck. I'd taken a couple of phone calls outside of the, just to keep, so it's only 55 square metres, my place, right? It's, it's a small cottage. And so we are literally, only centimetres away from each other most of the time. And so I had a couple of calls to make. So I went outside on the deck. And I thought, I'll give everybody else their privacy. And so they don't all have to sort of share in my conversations. And I came back in after about an hour later. And she's like, well, where have you been? I said, well, just outside of the deck. I said, well, did you miss me? She's like, well, yes, I wondered where you got to and what you were doing. God, come on. I'd probably be glad to see the back of me for a few minutes. But, apparently when you're this close together, when one of you is missing, it's, very noticeable by your absence.
Yeah, there'll be people all around New Zealand who can relate. She's actually been recalling the war years, I think, your mum.
So has she been recalling?
She's been recalling the war years, the years of rationing.
Oh, God, yeah, like nothing gets left on the plate. And I just made a comment about it the other night. I mean, and you're quite, they're quite sensitive, aren't you? You sort of make a comment and you can be met with a sort of sarcastic reply back because they think you've been sarcastic. And I said, oh, well done, mum, you've eaten everything there. And she sort of looked at me accusingly with these sort of narrowed eyes. She said, well, what do you mean by that? I gave you a lot of food for dinner and, well done, you cleaned it all up. She goes, well, after the war, and the rationing, we were taught never to leave anything behind. Away she went, the war years and the rationing and what she'd learnt. was like, oh my God, all I was saying was well done on finishing dinner. You know? My daughter was talking to her the other week, and she said, because obviously they're now spending a lot of time together, which I don't think either of them saw coming. As well as she sort of said to Mum, you know, so you know, with this whole thing about the war years, you know, like what was that like? And Mum started the story. Well, after the bomb hit our house, Isabel was like, "What? You know, like you just can't start a story about your childhood beginning, yeah. You know, when the bomb hit our house." So it's been very entertaining, and obviously including that stuff about my mother that I also didn't know. So it's kind of
It's a good chance to catch up. Quick shout out to the other two members of your household. I think you've got a couple of rabbits there, do you?
We've got two rabbits. That one of them's like, well, they're both sort of indoor-outdoor rabbits. You know, they're litter-trained and they come and go as they please, but they absolutely hate each other. So it's like fighting rabbits. So when they come inside, when they get inside the house, we have to keep them separated. Otherwise, it's just all on for young and old. And fur flies, right? Rabbits fight literally to the death. And there's like this ball of tumbling rabbits. They're both black and white. It's hard to tell which one's which, and the fur flies, and they're barking at each other, and they're thumping their feet on the ground, and it's like, this can't continue. And in the middle of it all is this 50-kilo chocolate Labrador of mine who just farts his way through most days. And and he's particularly unpleasant to be around at the best of times. And it's chaos, you know, it's chaos. And I've got a fish, like a goldfish back in my office back in Wellington, and Isabella said, you know, you're going to bring the fish home? I'm like, are you insane? Like, why would we have another animal in this house? Where are we going to put this animal?
I love it. I love it, Martin.
We don't need anything else going on in here.
Thank you for the joy you're bringing New Zealand from your unique bubble. And I really appreciate your time today. Cheers.
My pleasure. Thanks, cheers.
Okay, good one. Martin Bosley, who is in the bubble in Greytown.